Nicholas Sparks has just released his 18th book, The Longest Ride. Dating back to 1996 is The Notebook. He's enjoyed remarkable success, with several of the books topping the New York Times bestseller list and virtually all, if not all, appearing in the top 10, which is why I was surprised by his answer to my question about whether he still enjoys the writing process after nearly 18 years as a highly read author.
No, I'm yet to look forward to doing it every day. This is the big, I think, curiosity. I can't say that I love writing. I will say that I have developed some skills in this area just based on 18 years of doing it. I think I've improved in various areas structurally, or perhaps writing style or voice in various areas. And yet, it's such a challenging process.
And yet he continues to write, despite the fact that with his past success and two of his books slated to become movies, on top of the eight that already have made it to the screen, he could probably sit back and not worry about the process. And yet, despite the protestation that he doesn't enjoy writing, as he's busy promoting The Longest Ride, he's also busy working on book number 19.
You know, I've just been a kind of person who's inspired by challenge, and there is no greater feeling than to finish a novel, writing a novel that you're very proud to have written. At least for me, there's very few experiences like, because it is so challenging, and because you did put so much emotional intensity into it, or mental energy, or even physical energy, because you'll have these long days. And to know that you did something that was worthwhile and has a chance to be meaningful to a lot of different people, you know, that's a great feeling, especially when I'm very proud of the work that was eventually created. If it was easy, I don't know if I'd like it as much, right? I'm kind of a person who likes a challenge.
The Longest Ride remains, as all his fiction books have been, a love story, though this one tells two love stories, one between a young couple, Luke and Sophia, just starting out, the other of a widower and his late wife, Ira and Ruth, two couples at opposite ends of their timelines, which presented the challenge Sparks needed to write and complete his 18th novel.
Well, it's a dual love story. A dual love story, and the mystery of how the stories come together was maintained virtually until the last final pages of the novel. So that was really quite challenging to do. And the other challenge was to balance. If you're going to have a really great love story with gripping drama with Ira, and he's in a car, and the car's gone down the embankment, and he's dying, and you want to build this love story between him and Ruth and make it fascinating, and there's stories of the Holocaust and World War II, and of course the other adventures that occurred in their life. Well, you have to have a story between Luke and Sophia that resonates equally on every dramatic level and yet be totally different. To really get that balance, that was a challenge to do.
The initial idea for each novel also is a challenge.
Different novels have had different sources of inspiration. More, my first four novels, for instance, were really largely inspired by family stories, at least in that initial kernel of the idea, and then I developed them into distinct novels as opposed to nonfiction work.
Sparks describes The Longest Ride as a work that came straight from the imagination, though family stories get their due. The voice of widower Ira came from the man he calls a pseudo-grandfather, Leo Robbins, who was his grandmother's companion for 25 years after her divorce. At the same time, he describes Leo as more of a city guy compared to his description of Ira as a small-town Southern fellow. That also is part of The Longest Ride for Sparks. After those first four novels, he's had to work more from the imagination and more as an observer, taking what he sees and trying to find that initial kernel of an idea. He's already working on his latest kernel, but will there be another?
Everyone is a big surprise. I mean, I was done with The Notebook, and I figured I was washed up. That was it. Had the one good story. That's all we've got. And yet I've been fortunate in that I've been able to find some additional stories to write. And I'm very pleased with all the novels that I've written.
Given his love of a challenge, I'll wager there will be more to come. The Longest Ride by New Bern author Nicholas Sparks is published by Grand Central. I'm George Olson.